And we're going to be doing a repair in the blueprint and then a retrieval of high self. We're going to be looking at the different elements in the energy body that allow us to really be dynamically connected with high self. We're going to be tuning up a few of those connectors. So like the physical body isn't really in connection with the high self, but we have parts of the energy body that are. So we'll be working on a lot of stuff that doesn't usually get talked about. So it should be really a remarkable class today. So please do sign in. Let me know you're here. We're in for a big, big ride today, just as every one of our classes has been. And we are doing a restoration in the blueprint. So very, very exciting. Yet again today, we're going to be changing things for humanity. And just a friendly reminder, please do get yourself enrolled for tomorrow's Earth Day. Want everybody there. Please, please, we need 2,000 people pumping to clear the Earth of its curses and dark energy. And it's my birthday wish is to really give Mother Earth a beautiful cleansing of all the harm that we put into her. My birthday is Sunday, birthday party on Saturday. So it's already my birthday. Yay! So welcome, everyone. I see you all signing in. That's great. I've got some sun in my eyes, so I might not be able to see real well here. Let's see here. So I see, let's see. Looks like Donald was the first one to sign in. Welcome, Donald and Sharon and Janice and Mai. Hi. And Janet and Darshan and Cindy and Catherine, Pamela. Let's see here. Things are moving a little, Catherine. Nadia, Nancy, Mai, Trevor. And Anne and Regina and Marcia and Aida and Nila and Victoria. Let's see, Jacqueline, Sharon. Sharon's asking about, is she at 100% with her muscle testing? I think you have a little ways to go. I think there's more to do, Sharon. I don't test 100% yet. Okay. Well, let's talk about that later, Sharon, or you can send me an email if we don't get to it in class, because we have a lot to do on essence today. But I understand your really desire to be accurate with your muscle testing. But I see there's some things still in the way. Margaret, good morning. Have been traveling. Yeah, definitely stay in class 3 because we're doing another retrieval and then review class 2. And Servina. And Rose. Hi, Rose. And Abdul Ghaffa. Very nice to see you. And Cindy and Margaret. Marisa coming from to the party on Saturday. Oh, fantastic. Then you'll get me saying your name right because I'll meet you in person. That'll be really good. I want to say your name right so badly. So that'll be fantastic. And Limi, greetings from Estonia. Thank you so much. And Sherry, happy birthday. Thank you. And Margaret, happy birthday. Thank you. Good morning, Julie Renee. I'm all excited about the class. Looks like there may be 3 Sharons on this call. That's fantastic. Happy birthday, and that's from Mary. And Jacqueline, the first time I managed to get on the live call. Yay! Wanted to check the first 2 classes, was able to get the benefit, even though I was not present live. And you did because your name was on the list. And I did a retrieval again last week for people who signed up between week 1 and 2. And then I don't think we've had people sign in since then. We didn't do any more promoting. I'd like to have people in between class 1 and 2 by the time class 2 starts. We want everybody on board. Nazine, lovely Julie Renee, happy early birthday to you. My daughter's birthday is on Monday. Oh, how wonderful. And hi from Peter. Okay, very good. Well, thank you for all the nice birthday wishes, and I think the gang's all here. So we're going to jump into the slides. The processes will probably take a little bit of time from what I could see when I was preparing this morning. And I was just testing, but you guys want it. So it's interesting. We're doing a lot of really, really deep work, and it's exciting. This group can hold the space for it and is ready. So again, we're in Essence, Restoring Spirit, Soul, Life Force, and Divine Connection. And day three is High Self and Divine Reconnection, understanding who you are as a spirit and how your divine connection, high self, fit into the picture of who you are, the gifts you bring, and what we address in this training. You'll learn about your high self, the wisdom you bring and have access to, and we'll also open the channel for divine connection as we open your connection and communication to your higher self. And we'll begin with the opening blessing, a mantra to clear the energy and really just set the sacred space. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Deivo Sarva Kayeshu Sar. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Dum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shanti Shanti. Okay, and if you are listening in on the phone line, sometimes this happens where it unhooks itself. So all of the phone line participants, please mute your phone right now, and then I'll get my production staff to remute you. So I can hear you for those of you listening in on the phone line. So if you're breathing heavy, unfortunately, I'm getting that sound. So please mute yourself, and then I've sent a message to support. Okay. All righty. Good. Thank you. And so we'll go through a quick review of the different hand movements of the quantum pump. And we're just going to spend like a minute and a half on this just because we like to go through the review every time, but we're just not going to spend a lot of time answering questions on this because we've dealt with it in the first two classes. So the quantum pump works because we're not doing energy work. We're rearranging particles in the quantum field, and we all exist in the quantum field, so we're all part of the quantum field. And based on how your particles are vibrating, you get a particular result. And when you pump with a thought, so what your mind thinks, and then you're pumping. So you just need to get it started. You just think that, and then you pump, and that will rearrange the particles in the quantum field. So what you believe, you can accomplish. And this was given to me in meditation when I had my own renewal and my own body start regenerating about 8 years ago, the quantum pump. The hand movement looks like this. It's not squeezy. It's like this, falling forward and coming back. That's what it looks like from the side. Your elbow is at your waist, down here, and your hand is just pumping. It's just like a reflex moving forward. You can do the double pump. I do alternating, but you can do this way. You can pump with your hand, and you can also pump to the side.
On the pump.
audio is still coming through support line, so please mute the audio from the telephone line. Thank you. And then from the side, if you're walking and you're out and you're out in public, you can pump like this, which is basically kind of a flutter. So that's kind of what it looks like when you're pumping when you're out walking. And you can also do that when you're sitting in a chair. So you're at a restaurant, you can have your hand under the table and you can pump sitting with your hand by the chair. And then finally, some of students in India have a fun little way of pumping with their foot, and they're just basically pumping their ankle, and you can do that too. Why you would pump more than just one hand is for fun, and sometimes it makes it go faster. Also, what makes it go faster is singing and chanting, and I'm sure all of you know that. Okay, very good. So that's the quantum pump. We're not going to do any fancy quantum pumping today. And then I'll just show you muscle testing, the right hand, pressing down on the ring finger with the left hand pointer finger. It works because the muscles resonate with truth. And so if you say something that's true, it's going to hold strong because you're holding your fingers strong. If you say something that's false, it's going to drop. So my name is Julie Renee Holds True. I'm Bozo the Clown Drops. Okay, my dears, that's all for our review of muscle testing and quantum pump. And we're going to jump right in here and get into our processes because we have a lot of work to do today. Okay, so Abdul Ghaffa says, I've not been able to do pumping. So I'm not sure why you haven't been able to. Is it a something that you can't do with your, you don't have hands or feet, or is there some other reason? You can let me know that. All right, high self and divine connection. What is high self exactly? We're going to look at that. What is the high self exactly? Restoring the high self and retrieval. And then energy body connection, support of high self, and then divine connection parts. Okay, and also I saw, I do see Nazim, Peter, Robin, and Eileen and Barbara are all saying good morning too. So welcome to the call. Your highest self is your spirit in its entirety. The body that integrates into the part that integrates into the body we refer to as your spirit is only about 9% of the total of your high self. The additional 91%, which we call high self, serves to guide, archive, and enhance your life. So let's look at that. To guide, so you can connect with your own high self and your own wisdom, the wisdom that you bring from lifetime to lifetime. Archive, so you keep your information, what you've learned, how you've learned it. So sometimes you might want to keep difficult information outside of yourself. So this could be a service. Sometimes people will call part of this, like we archive, they might call part of their high self their Akashic Records. That test is true, that high self and Akashic Records aren't one and the same, but they have the same kind of ability. So you can archive your information and then enhance your life. And so bringing more spirit energy into the body. So that is what I know so far about high self. And it's a process for me of discovery also. But this is all part of the mechanism that we call spirit high self. So it's one and the same. It's not separate. However, the part that we have in our body is about 9%. Discovering why your high self may not be fully intact. A majority of folks have high self intact over 90%. So that's really good, right? We were looking at people who had the spirit down, you know, parts of them hacked off down to like 63%. And in this case, we have a lot more of our high self intact. Reasons that you would have lost or have had damaged the high self. Abuse when you were not embodied. In other words, abuse when you were in between incarnations. Demonic and alien type 6, Satur, and type 8, Ashtar, breakout command perpetrations. So harm that these three different types of spiritual parasites have done. Evil spirit curses and evil spirit abuse. And then the blueprint of failing in the area of protection. And it was altered by alien type 4 Archon. And that will be the first thing that we do in our process today is I will go into the blueprint and I'm going to repair the failing part of the blueprint that doesn't allow for the high self-protection. So that's the first thing I'm gonna do. And then after that, so we'll first correct the blueprint, and then after that, then we'll do a separate process on retrieving the high self, restoring the high self, so really getting your high self to 100%. So let's see, any messages? My hands hurt and arms. Okay, so I'm sorry to hear that, and you might find a lot of relief, Abdul-Ghaffa, by doing the clearing meditations where you're running energy through your legs and arms. But the process of pumping feels good. It doesn't hurt at all. So it might be spiritual parasites. Eileen says she tests 70% due to number 4. Okay. And so that's probably related to you personally. Related to number 4. Right. Okay, and number 4 meaning the fourth, which is the blueprint failing. So that's step 1 for us. What I'd like for you guys to do is to pump, just do a quantum pump, and hold the space for me while I go into the blueprint and make that correction. So I'm going to do the number 4. I'm going to remove the damage that was done to our blueprint by the Archons. Being able to maintain 100% high self. And then I'll come out of that process and talk to you about what I saw and how that was. And you can let me know how it was for you also. And then the second part will be on retrieving and restoring the 100% high self. That should be an interesting process. Okay. To Julie Renee, and this is from Yeshwant, after yesterday's class, on self-love, I'm feeling very heavy and finally resorted to alcohol to shut, which shouldn't have happened after getting 100% self-love, self-sabotaging, kindly guide. You know, it could be spiritual parasites, Yeshwant, because we shifted you, but there could be beings that aren't excited about you being 100%. Let me just see. Alien type 4, which is an archon, is invested in you not loving yourself. And if I take time to do this, though, I probably, maybe you could ask me that question in the, I don't know when. If I take time to do this, I'm not going to get through what we have scheduled today. So alien type 4 and implants, I think, and Yeshwant, please clear alien type 4 and implants. And you might have control energy, family control energy that is preventing you from enjoying self-love. So I would work on those couple things and clear. And I wouldn't validate the heaviness. I would, you know, when you have that response, you know that that's just there's more to clear. And I wouldn't go into, oh, I'm going to fix it with alcohol or do something self-destructive. I would go into what could I do to bring some joy, which might mean watching a children's movie. If, you know, you're feeling like you can't really do it for yourself, it might mean painting or dancing or walking or just going through some affirmations. I love myself and I love this beautiful world I live in. So thank you, Barbara and Eileen. Okay, and how far is humanity away from ridding us and Mother Earth of these parasites and aliens? Thank you so much. I think we have a ways, Janet. I think there's a lot of spirit interaction on the planet. This is an interesting planet for aliens to come and observe and interfere. So I think we have a ways to go. We're at the age where we can see it, where we could never see it before. Everything was categorized as a demon in the era of Christ, and it wasn't really looked at and said this is what it is and this is how to remove it. So, I mean, there was a casting out process, but we're changing the game on the planet, but we're ushering in. We're in the new era ushering in. So it may take a few hundred years, actually, to really affect the change. Abdul-Ghaffa, you can clear by doing pumping, and you can take classes on that. We have a class coming up in July where I clear you to zero. It's a 7-hour class. That's Rose. I dread hearing my name. Fully entrained body, mind, and spirit, and 100% brain. I'm also doing 100% you. Wonderful, Rose. I'm happy to hear that you are already in that class. That's great. Thank you so much for the assistance with this. I love you. Thank you, Janet. All right, you guys. You can keep asking questions, but I'm going to go into trance and do this repair of the blueprint. Please start pumping now and hold this space for a really safe and rapid repair. And I'm just going in now, so I won't be talking for a few minutes, and everything is okay. So if you don't hear any sound for a while, it's just I'm not very close to my body, so I won't be trying to talk while I'm doing the repair. Okay. All right, I'm back, and I'm going to stay in my body for a few minutes before I go in and do the retrieval. So, yay. I went in and I was working in the blueprint, and I got it the full repair done and just checked on the other things that we've been repairing and restoring. And I saw that everything was holding, but I saw that this repair had some kind of a mechanism, like some kind of an insert into the blueprint where the archons had triggered it, so it would like almost like let out and go back to malfunction. So I had to go in and remove that too. So now this will hold 100%, won't change in the blueprint. Looks like we have some fun descriptions here. Let's see. I think Janet might have said this before. Amazing. Thank you so much for the assistance with this. I love you. And that's from Janet. And then Margaret, I'm sorry if you answered this on the webcast. I don't start right up for me. I haven't finished class two. It's okay to watch the replay, and it's important that you stay in this class now. So for the one who's, let's see, I think that's Margaret. And Janice, I saw lights going on all over class and inside each person. Your essence was, please, peachy, peachy. I don't know what that means. That might be a different language, Janice. I'm not sure, but I can't read what you said there. Sorry, I got the wrong keys. Your essence was like one huge beam of light. I saw swarms of black bugs with wings flying away, but unhappily gnashing their teeth. Yeah, I laughed the whole time. Good. My head felt heavy, and I was yawning in between. I don't feel so right, so up right now. That will change. We're going to do the retrieval next, so... Rose said, bliss, T-Y, so much, gone, 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 tingly, laughing, crying, gold, light, pink, light, pulled barbs from knees and feet, frontal cortex, third eye, wow, amazing. My pumping turned into chopping by itself, think I must be clearing away interferences, definitely, Nina. Margaret from New Jersey, thanks, Julie. My whole body is buzzing, especially around my heart. Beautiful. And Servina, I made some circles with my hands and infinity signs, and later some other strange movements that had back and forth and left and right and shaking. Interesting, Servina. Servina, I keep getting that. I think that you're a student of mine, maybe from other lifetimes too, all of you. But Servina, you're coming in really clear today. I hope you're considering being an apprentice or working with me closer. Very likely all of you are students from other lifetimes. I just was feeling her very strongly to say I feel like you're an apprentice. Cindy, lots of laughter and lightness, beautiful. And Serena, sorry, had not not had. Okay, and Jamie, yes, buzzing and feels like I'm floating. Okay, my dears. All righty. Well, let's see. Am I back enough? I probably need another 2 minutes before I go out and do the retrieval. So I wonder if there's anything else that we can review in those 2 minutes. I just... need to get reoriented to my body. I've been out in the blueprint, so let's do 2 minutes of something. Let's see if there's something I can show you or talk to you about. We're not going to do the meditation. Guys, this is going to be a little goofy. I'll show you the announcements for the end of the class right now, so we won't do them at the end of the class, just because I need another couple minutes in my body before I go out again. So we've got the online apprentice program coming up, and they're loading in. I just wrote 19 enrollment pages on different programs. So all the descriptions of the programs you'll be getting are going to be in. So we're probably going to send out that invitation next week. Your Year of Miracles and the Diamond Immersion Program are all really great for you guys. And these are the classes, the Diamond Immersion Program in August. And if you want to come and work with me in person, Carmel Valley, November 27th. Space is limited. It's just who fits in my living room. So we don't have a big class. But if it's really like your heart's desire to work with me in person and train with me, come into the Diamond class November 27th. Let's see. Am I in my body long enough? Yep. Okay. Yay. I can go back out now. That's a little goofy to put announcements in the middle, but gave me the time I needed to get back in my body. Okay, and Peter said he felt guided to chant the entire time. That's fantastic, Peter. That really helps. And Servina, wonderful. Whatever works. I just felt very strongly to let you know that. And Jacqueline, I feel much lighter and elongated, as if we cleared it and clear and wider. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, my dears. So the next process, again, I won't be talking. Please pump, chant if that's what makes sense, and hold the space for me. And I'm going to retrieve and restore your high self. So parts that are missing, it's a much bigger picture than the spirit. Like if you think about the spirit's 9% of the whole picture of high self. So I'm going to be out in the ethers collecting any pieces that have been damaged or missing. And then I'm going to be purifying and restoring them into your high self. So that's the next process. Okay, just coming back, and I'm going to come back on the screen. Ooh, that was a big job. what I saw, I mean, this is, I don't know, you probably do get it. I mean, this is, your high self means from every lifetime, and from every lifetime, we're retrieving and cleaning up, and there were a number of you who had some weird experiences with aliens, with archons and the Ashtar breakout commands, so type 4 and 8, that even though I had done the repair, it was going to go back to less because of those interferences. So I kept going until I removed all of the problem energy so that you won't return to any less or lower function with your high self. That'll remain the rest of your existence, should remain without any problems. So it's a big deal to go A, into the blueprint and fix the blueprint, and then B, retrieve all the parts, purify them, integrate them, and then remove mechanisms. In both cases, it was removing mechanisms, not mechanisms per se. In this case, some kind of an insert into the spirit, not a holographic insert, but some kind of an insert into the high self. So it's going to take me a little bit for all of me to get back in. I did see a question as I was going farther out. I saw Nina ask if you could have more or less, I don't remember what it was, more or less of you as spirit. And depending on your blueprint and who you are and which heritage you came from, I said the average person is about 9%. You can go down to as little as 5% of the whole structure, and you can go up to as much as 10% of the whole structure. But on average, people are about 9%, what we call essence, spirit, soul, life force, high self. Spirit, soul, life force. And then high self would typically be the other 91%. Yeah, a lot of brightness as we were gathering and shifting. So I felt a lot of lightness in my own body. And there was a lot of places that were stuck for people. And I made sure everybody, so even if you're watching the replay, I did everybody on the class list. So everybody who has paid and is on my list, I have an Excel spreadsheet of the list. You all got the full retrieval and repair. Okay. Let's see. Oh, I can't really see out of my eyes. That's an interesting thing. I got to get back in my body a little more. Everything's kind of a blur. Hang on, you guys. I want to read what you've written, and I can't see it, so hang on. So before the process, Eileen asked if she had cleared the four spirits I told her last week. And how did I do? You got rid of three of them. And then there's a question about the April money class. I think you're talking about the May 100% success class, and that is a class that you can attend. Just sign up for the class directly. So you can get into that class if you like. And then Janice, access to charts of what affects the physical body. I believe that I have been giving you things each week. This class is really about spirit, soul, life force, and high self, so we're not really working as much with spiritual parasites. But if you would please check your delivery page, what you do is just open up any replay of this class, and that would take you to the support materials, whatever we were using in class, we put into the support materials. And Eileen said, I would like to do the foundational trainings and the money class. would help, I am certain. Beautiful, Eileen. I love that commitment. Jamie, ignore the random letters. Okay. And so sorry, my tablet. That's okay. And Nancy, I saw my higher self, like a balloon, was sitting attached, that was being pulled back toward my body and having floated far away. My higher self feels fully present, and it is. So everybody, I got everybody to 100%. I went back like four or five times because a few of you were having trouble, and then I saw the archons and the Ashtar breakout command, and I removed that stuff and the inserts and whatever. So it's all cleaned up, and you will be 100% high self the rest of your days. And that was from Nancy. And then Janet, unusual for me, but I'm experiencing pressure and pain, like qualities in my fingers. What could this be? Thank you. Really intense. Looks like you're not experiencing it anymore, Janet. You probably wrote it early on in the process. I cried and felt such a deep, deep gratitude for this tremendous gift you are giving me, all of us, and what it will do for me and bring me in the future. Can't stop crying. Just feel so much love, peace, joy, gratitude. Thank you, Julie Renee. You are a true gift. Thank you, Janice. And smiles from Eileen, and wow, that is incredible. Thank you from Sharon and Catherine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Anne, thank you. And Sharon, thank you. And Servina, this time I was just crying all the time out loud. I can't even explain it. I just felt so much love and appreciation for you doing this for us. I felt so humbled and grateful. Thank you, Servina. Victoria, thank you, Julie Renee. And Nazim, lots of tingling and rushing down my back, channels of my body, goosebumps in my back, my neck, and slight shaking, tensing, and releasing in the neck area. That's a wonderful description. Thank you, Nazim. Neela, I got very sleepy and in immediate pressure and pain in the top of my head, which is still there, and I'm guessing that's probably gone by now. We had to take you all the way through. Like I said, I saw some battles going on, some stuff with type 4 and type 8 aliens. So a few of you, I was in there really shaking it loose, and while you were going through the process, you probably did feel some pressure and discomfort. I wouldn't be able to attend the last class live next week. I'll be everyone energetically. Please include me in the process, of course, in the wonderful class. Thank you so much, Julie Renee. Love, love, love. Early happy birthday, and thank you. Everybody, so I really want you, if you can be on the live class, to be on the live class, but know that what I've done is I've got an Excel spreadsheet of your names, so everybody's getting included who's paid for this class. Everybody who's on the class list for every blueprint, going into the blueprint or retrieval that I'm doing, you're all getting included. So not to worry. Janice, I also saw pink and purple, magenta pyramid traveling with you. Interesting. Definitely, I have definitely had a powerful life in Egypt many, many eons ago, really. Like I've had six incarnations here. I've come to really help humanity, and it's kind of a funny way to come in and come into, you know, so much like trauma and abuse and health issues, and then stand as a powerhouse in the world. But I like what I created, and I love that I get to really make a difference with people. So I'm glad that you heard the call and you came. Neela, thank you so much. Gratitude and love. And Peter, seeing and hearing turtle shell rattles and drumming during the session. Beautiful. Nana, I would have more of my spirit in my body, i.e. more than 10%. Is that dangerous? You don't, so I wouldn't worry about it. You don't have it. It's what you're set up with. So I think that you're thinking about something that doesn't really matter. Mena, your You're about 7% spirit and about 93% high self. So you're not more, and that, given that, you're 100% spirit because we retrieved all of your spirit. And that's what you look at. You don't look at, am I 10%, am I 9%, am I 2%, whatever it is that you set up as your spirit is perfect for your incarnation and your embodiment. So don't be kind of tripping on, now I'm going to try and take more of my high self into my body. Just that isn't relevant to this conversation. What we want is your spirit at 100%, which we did, and now we want your high self at 100%, which we did. So that's the way I want you to be thinking. But I'm glad you're asking questions. That's good. But this particular question, it's not one that's really relevant. Whatever you decided as a spirit, as a being, was going to work for you, and whatever was set up for you based on the blueprint you came in with, that's going to be perfect for you. So it's not going to cause any harm to be, if you were a 10%er, it wouldn't cause you any harm. If you were a 3%er, which we don't have any 3%ers, but if you were a 5%er, that wouldn't cause you any harm either. It just is what it is. Okay. And then Eileen, I meant the golden year April money class. Golden year, or your year of miracles, is a year-long class, and that's why the class is so inexpensive, because people sign up for a whole year of regeneration, 36 hours. So I wouldn't do it. That's the benefit. You get to be part of a group for a whole year. But thank you for asking. Okay, and I was experiencing growing warmth in my body, as if being filled up. Beautiful. And Catherine, what is the relationship between high self spirit and soul spirit? Well, let's just say that your spirit and body has a mechanism to protect it, which is your soul. We talked about that. I don't have a glass today, but we talked about the spirit being the light and then the soul being the protective chalice. Remember from last week we talked about that. And so the spirit is the light. The high self is also the light. And the soul is just around the spirit that's embodied, that is in the incarnation. It's not, the soul isn't around high self. So I hope that is clear to you. And then the spirit informs the body with the life force, and the life force comes only from the part of the spirit that's in this incarnation. So if it's 7% or 9%, that's what's providing life force. Okay, lots of good questions. Jamie said, thank you immensely. You're welcome. Margaret, do I have interferences in my visualization? Don't get visualizations that others do, or maybe interferences as muscle test that I got help from you, or maybe interference to feel this through muscle test that I got the help from you 100%. Some people, we do have a... You can work on inner vision. Some people close it down, and some people have spiritual interferences like parasites. But some people close it down for themselves, the inner vision, because it's some of the stuff that's out on the astral isn't fun to look at. And are issues closed down from interferences? Closed down. Oh. It looks like you have about 70% access to that information. You know what? I'm seeing that we are at our completion time. Next week, we will do one more process, or at least talk about it in next week's class. I wanted to work on divine connection with you, so we'll have to kind of be really tighter with our Q&A. But I love answering questions for you guys. I really, really do. We had a process where we were going to activate the 14 chakras maybe this class just needs to be a longer class, but we were going to activate the 14 chakras above the body. We were going to activate the seventh chakra, which is at the crown, your crown chakra. We were going to open up and look at the mechanisms that connect the high self. So those 14 chakras above the body and your golden rings. So you'll see that in the slides, and we'll try and do maybe 10 minutes next week to wrap today's class up, and then we'll go into prana, which is breath, and kundalini, which is the spine, the unique life force that comes up from the spine. So a couple more mechanisms we'll be working with next week. I love you. I'll be in the chat box answering questions for 10 minutes. So if I didn't get to your question, I might be able to answer it in the next 10 minutes. I believe in you. You are amazing. This was an amazing day. Thank you so much for being here and helping me create this. It's with your open heart, your high vibration that allows me to do this deeper work. And I just want to acknowledge each one of you who heard the call and got on this call. And hope that you'll all consider being apprentices of mine. This group is the high vibe group. So I'd love to see you all in the apprentice program. All right, well, I'll see you soon. Hopefully everybody tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.